Chapter 16, The 11th Mandate. He pointed out to me men sitting on a bench, and another man sitting on a chair. He said to me,
"Do you see the men sitting on the bench?"
"Yes, sir," I replied. He said,
"These men are the faithful. And the man sitting on the chair is a false prophet who corrupts the understanding of God's servants. However, he corrupts the understanding of those who are double-minded, not of the faithful. These double-minded men then come to him as to a soothsayer and ask him about their future. That false prophet, having no power from a divine spirit within himself, then speaks with them along the lines of their questions in accordance with their evil desires, and fills their souls with expectations according to their own wishes. Empty as he is, it is empty answers that he gives to the empty. For whatever inquiry is made, his answer is directed to the emptiness of that man. However, some of the words he utters are true, for the devil fills him with his own spirit to see whether he can break down one of the righteous. Therefore, those who are strong in the faith of the Lord clothe themselves with truth and do not adhere to this kind of spirit. No, they keep at a distance from such spirits. But those who are double-minded and repent frequently consult fortune-tellers like the heathen and bring a greater sin upon themselves with their idolatry. For the one who consults a false prophet about any situation is an idolater, empty of truth and stupid. For no spirit granted by God requires to be asked, but such a spirit, having the power of divinity, speaks everything on its own accord because it is from above. But the spirit which is asked and speaks according to the desires of men is earthly and weak, without any power, and it is altogether silent unless it is questioned.
I said, "Sir, how is a man to know which of them is a prophet and which is a false prophet?" He said,
"I shall tell you about both prophets, and then you can test the true and the false prophet according to my directions. Test a man who has the divine spirit by his life. First, the man who has the spirit from above is meek, tranquil, humble. He abstains from all wickedness and vain desires of this world, and contents himself with fewer wants than those of all men. When asked, he makes no reply, nor does he speak privately. Neither does the Holy Spirit speak when a man wishes it to speak, but he speaks only when God wishes him to speak. When a man who has the divine spirit enters an assembly of righteous men who have faith in God's spirit, and an entreaty is addressed to God by such an assembly, at that moment the angel of the prophetic spirit who rests upon this man fills him. And being filled with the Holy Spirit, he speaks to the assembly in accordance with the Lord's wishes. Thus, in this manner, the divine spirit will be made clear. Therefore, this is the power of the Lord's divine spirit."
Then he said,
"Now I shall tell you about the earthly spirit that is inane, powerless, and truly foolish. First, the man who thinks he has a spirit exalts himself and wishes to have the seat of honor. Immediately he is reckless, impudent, indulges in considerable luxury and in many other deceits. He also takes pay for his prophecy and makes no prophecy unless he receives it. Can the divine spirit receive money for prophesying? It is impossible for a prophet of God to do this. But prophets of this character are possessed by an earthly spirit. Furthermore, it does not approach assemblies of righteous men at all, but shuns them. It clings to the double-minded and to the vain, making prophecies to them in a corner, deceiving them by speaking in accordance with their lusts, all in empty fashion, for it is answering empty people. For the empty vessel, when placed with other empty vessels, does not break, but they correspond to each other. Now, when he comes to an assembly filled with righteous men who have the divine spirit, such a man is emptied after their prayer of petition, and the earthly spirit in fear takes flight from him, and he is struck dumb, completely shattered, without the power to speak a thing. For if you stack wine and oil into a cellar, and place an empty jar among the rest, when you wish to unstack the cellar, you will find the one you placed there just as empty. In the same way, also, vacuous prophets, after going in amongst the souls of righteous men, they are found to be exactly the same as when they came in. The life of the two kinds of prophets has just been given to you. Therefore, test the man who claims inspiration by his life and his actions. But you, put your faith in the Spirit that comes from God and has power. Put no faith in the earthly, empty spirit, because there is no power in him. He comes from the devil. Listen to the parable I'm going to tell you. Pick up a stone and throw it up and see whether you can touch the heavens. Or again, take a syringe full of water and squirt up to the heavens and see whether you can penetrate through.
Sir, how can this be done? I said. Both actions you have just said are impossible.
Just as these are impossible, so too are the earthly spirits powerless and feeble,
he said.
Now, compare the power that comes from above. A hailstone is quite a small missile, but when it falls on a man's head, what a pain it causes. Or again, take the drop which falls from a roof tile to the ground, and yet it hollows a stone. So you see that the smallest objects falling from above have great power. Thus also is the divine spirit that comes from above powerful. Put your trust then in this spirit, but have nothing to do with the other.